Today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Ches. We will begin with the words at the top of the Amid, where the Gemara is discussing a comparison between the Klola of Bavel and the Klola of Shomron. Amar of Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Niskala Bavel, when Bavel was cursed, Niskala Shechenel, so her neighbors were cursed as well. However, Niskala Shomron, when Shomron was cursed, Nisbarchu Shechenel, her neighbors were blessed. Rashi says that Oilu Roshav, Oilu Shechenel, in the case of Bavel, that woe to the Rosh and woe to his neighbor. The Gemara brings Psukim for this. Niskala Bavel, Niskala Shechenea, Dichsiv, Visamtiyo, Lemoirish Kapod, Vagmi Mayim. I have destroyed Bavel, and I have made Bavel into an estate of wild birds and pools of water, which Rashi says would be used after its destruction by wild animals, and this would cause a problem for the neighbors of Bavel as well. However, in the Skala Sharmon, when Sharmon was cursed, her neighbors were blessed. The Siv is Samti Sharmon Eyasada. I will make Sharmon into a heap in the field, Lamate Kerem, a place for planting vineyards. In other words, Sharmon became a fertile ground, and they were able to plant beautiful crops there, so it came out that was a benefit for the neighbors. The Amar Rav Hamnuna, Haroya Uchlasei Yisrael, if somebody sees masses of Jewish people, which we'll see later in the Gemara means 600,000 people, Oimer, he says, Baruch Hacham Harazim, blessed is Hashem, who is the smart one, who knows the secrets of each and every one of the 600,000 people. If he sees Uchlasei Avdei Chavim, 600,000 Goyim, Oimer Busha Imchem, he says, a shame to your mother. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara elaborates on what we just learned. Haroya Uchlasei Yisrael, if somebody sees 600,000 Jews, Oimer Baruch Hacham Harazim, why? She'ein Daitam Doimazel Zeh, each person of the 600,000, his mind, his thinking is not the same as the other one. Ve'ein Partzufeim Doimazel Zeh, and their facial features are not comparable one with the other. Ben Zoyma Ra Uchlasa Gav Malo Baharabayas. Ben Zoma, who was once standing on a step in the Harabayas, saw 600,000 Jews. Omar, he said, Boruch Hacham Harazim, blessed Hashem, who is the wise one who knows the secrets of each of these individuals. And he made a second blessing. Baruch Shebaruch Halel L'Shem Sheni, blessed Hashem, who created all of these 600,000 people to serve me. As the Rambam says, that the purpose of creation is for that one Talmud Chacham, and in order for that Talmud Chacham who learns Hashem's Torah to function properly, if he would be busy all day with the various procedures that create bread, as we're soon going to learn in the Gemara, or the various procedures that create clothing, that would take away from his own learning. So therefore, Ben Zoma, who was a Talmud Chacham, thanked Hashem that all of these 600,000 people were made, Hashem created them to be of service to the Talmud Chacham, that he should find all these things ready-made. And in this context, Hu Hayomer, Ben Zoma used to say, Kama Yegiyas Yaga Adam Harishan, how many exertions did Adam Arishan exert until he found bread to eat? What did he have to do? He didn't have anyone to serve him, so he had to do charash, plow, v'zorem, plant, v'kotzer, and reap, v'omer, and gather the stalks together, v'dosh, and thresh, v'zora, and then he had to take out to winnow the chaff from the wheat, uboror, then he took out, selected the other wastes that were in mixed together with the wheat, v'tochen, he had to grind the wheat, v'hirkit, and he had to sift the flour, v'losh, he had to knead the dough, v'off, he had to bake it, v'acher kach ochel, and then finally, after doing all these exertions, then finally he was able to eat the piece of bread. But v'ani, ben zoma, I, ben zoma, mashkim, I get up in the morning, I go to the bakery, and I find all of these things have already been prepared by the baker, and I'm just able to pay for the loaf of bread and eat it. And therefore I can concentrate on my main function, which is learning Torah. And similarly, the Kama Yegiyas Yoga Adam Arishan Achamatsa Begad Lilboish. How many exertions did Adam Arishan exert until he found an article of clothing to dress? Gozaz, he had to shear the wool, the liben, and he had to whiten it, clean it, the nipets, and then he had to untangle all the shearings, the tov, and then he had to spin the wool, the oreg, and weave it. The Acher Kach Matsa Begad Lilboish. And then finally, finally he was able to make a garment to wear. But vani ben zoma, mashkim, I get up, and I find all of these prepared. I go into the store, and I buy a suit, and it's all ready, and I can concentrate on learning. Similarly, kol umay shaytos ubois lepesach beisai. Rashi says that ben zoma was a very rich man, and people used to do business with ben zoma, so they are diligently getting up to come to my door. Vani, and I open up my door. Mashkim, I get up in the morning. They're all there ready to do business with me. So Hashem has made it prepared for me that I could do business. Who are you, Oimer? Ben Zoma used to say, Oirech Toiv, a good guest, Mahu Oimer. What does he say about his host? Kama Tirchas Torch Balabais Bishvili. Look at all of the bothers, the troubles that the host went through in my behalf. Kama Basar Hevi Lefanei, how much meat he brought in front of me. Kama Yain Hevi Lefanei, how much wine he brought in front of me. Kama Gluskoyus Hevi Lefanei, how many rolls of bread he brought in front of me. The Chol Masha Torach, everything that the Balabais bothered himself to do, like Torach El Bishvili, he only bothered himself for me. That's the attitude of a good guest. Aval Oirech Ra, Mahu Oimer, what's the attitude of a bad guest? Ma Torach Torach Balabais Zeh. After all, what did this host do for me? I just ate one piece of bread. I had one piece. He's referring to meat. I had one cup of wine. So the Gra points out, we see the different attitude in even how he verbalizes. By the good guest, he's focusing on what the Balabais did, and he enumerates specifically, I had bread, I had meat, I had wine, whereas the bad guest, he's focusing on himself, self-centered, and he doesn't describe it specifically, but rather I had a piece, I had a cup, I had some bread. He's not really focusing in on what the Balabais did for him. Kol Tarach Shatarach Balabais Zeh, all the troubles that this Balabais went through, Loi Tarach Al Bishvil Ishtay Banav, he didn't do it for me, he did it for his wife and children. Al Oirech Toiv Ma'al Oimer, what does it say concerning a good guest? Zechor, remember, Ki Sazgi Po'oloi Asher Sharra Nashim, that you should, the Gemara is interpreting this pasuk about a guest, his attitude towards the host. Remember what this host has done on your behalf, which people see, in fact, that he has done on your behalf, and you should praise him and thank him for it. Al-Oirech Roksiv, what does it say concerning a bad guest? L'chein Yiroh Anashim. This pasuk is really speaking about the attitude of Hashem towards people, and people towards Hashem. People fear Hashem, but when Hashem looks at people, he doesn't really see that much that he should respect. So the Gemara is taking it again in the context of a guest, that the guest does not, a bad guest does not see much to praise from his host, because he's looking at it in a self-centered way. Now the Gemara speaks about Yishai, the father of David, and it's also concerning the Uchlesin that Yishai experienced, the 600,000 Jews. Va'ish Bimei Shaul, and this man, Yishai, in the days of Shaul, Zakin, he was an elderly man. Boba Nashim used to always come with people. What does it mean, used to come with people? Amar Rava said, or Vitem, as some say, Rav Zvid said it. Vitem, and some say, Rav Oishia said it. Zeh Yishai V'David. This is Yishai, the father of David. She Yotza Bochusa. He went out with 600,000 people. V'nichnas Bochusa. When he came back from where he was going, it was with a great amount of Jews, 600,000. V'dorish Bochusa. And when he gave a shir on Torah, he also did it in front of the mass of 600,000 people. Amar Ula. Naktinan, we are of the opinion that Ein Uchusa Bavel. And there's the bracha that we said before, Chacham Harazim, would only be said on the 600,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Lortz in Bavel. Tana, we learned, Ein Uchlusa Pchusa Mishishim Riboy. There is no Uchlusa less than 60 times 10,000, which is 600,000 Jews. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Haroye Chachmi Yisrael, Oimer Borosh Cholach Mechachmas Lirev. If somebody sees a Gadol Batora, he would make this bracha of that Hashem, blessed Hashem, who has given of his wisdom to those who fear him. If he sees Chachmei Oivdei Chachamim, the intelligent Gentiles, Oimer, he says, Baruch Shanasa Mechachmasmei Libriyoisav. Blessed Hashem, who has given from his wisdom to his creations, or as the Vilna Gaon amends it, Lebosar Vedam, that he has given of his wisdom to someone who's created flesh and blood. Haroya Malchi Yisrael, if he sees a Jewish king, Aymer, he says, Baruch Shecholach Mechvayt L'Reyav, blessed is Hashem who has given from his honor to those who fear him. Malchi Aymer, Kechavim Aymer, if he sees the Gentile kings, he says, Baruch Shecholach Mechvayt L'Reyav, blessed is Hashem who has given from his honor to his creations. Again, the Vilna Groin amends it, L'Basar V'Dam, to flesh and blood. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we had this earlier in the Masechta. La'ayla mishtadl adam loris lekras malchi Yisrael. A person should always go to run to receive Jewish kings to welcome them. V'loyla lekras malchi Yisrael b'vada. Not only should he run to welcome Jewish kings, el afilu lekras malchi adikav, even to welcome Gentile kings. Why? Hashem yiske yafchen. If he'll merit, he will be able to distinguish by Malchi Yisrael between the honor that is given to Jewish kings. Rashi says when Mashiach comes, he will see the honor that's given to Melech HaMashiach, and he will see the honor that's given to those who have followed Hashem's ways, and they will get reward and they will be honored. L'malchi adikachavim, to distinguish that from the honor that is given in this world to Gentile kings, he will see that the honor to Mashiach and to Jewish kings is much greater than that given to Gentile kings. Rav Sheshes Sagi Norhava. The Gemara relates a story concerning this that we just learned. Rav Sheshes was blind. Havikazli kuli amal kabuli api malke. The whole nation was going to receive, to welcome the Gentile king. The kam azul badayu. And he was going with all the people. Rav Sheshes was going with them. Ashkech Ahut Stuki, there was this Stuki who met Rav Sheshes. Omar Leh, he said to Rav Sheshes, Chatzvi Lenaro, the whole pitchers are being taken to the river to draw water. But Kagni, the broken pitchers, Laya, what are they doing there? Nobody takes broken pitchers to a river. They will not be able to fill up with water because of the holes. He meant to say that you are blind. You're not going to be able to see the king anyway. What are you coming out for? Omar Leh, Tochazi, an interesting play on words. Come and see the Adana Tveminach, that I know, I as a blind person know more than you who are able to see. So come and see what I know. Cholav Gunda Kamai, so the first battalion of troops went in front of Rav Sheshes and the Tztuki. Ki Ka'afsha, when there was a lot of noise from the battalion of troops as they marched forward, Amar Leh Ahut Tztuki, the Tztuki commented, Asa Malka, the king has come. Amar Leh Rav Sheshes, the blind Rav Sheshes responded, like Ka'asi, the king has not come. And he was right. Cholav Gundna Tinyana, the second battalion, passed by. Kiko Afsha, when there was a lot of noise as they passed by, Armalei Utsuduki, the Tzuduki said, Hashta Kaasi Malka, now the king is coming. Armalei Rav Sheshes, like Kaasi Malka. Again, Rav Sheshes said, you're wrong, the king is not coming. And he was right, Rav Sheshes. Cholav Lisoi, the third battalion, went by. Kiko Shaska, they went by without noise. They went by very quietly. Amar Leh Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Vadai Hashta Asamalka. Now is the time when the king is finally coming, and he was right. And he saw more than the person that Stuki, who had vision. Amar Leh Ahut Tzeduki Min Nolocha, how did you figure out, you're blind, how did you figure out that the king was only coming at the third battalion? Amar Leh, the Malchus of Da'ara, came Malchus of the Rekia, because the kingdom on earth is a miniature of the kingdom up high. And we find a precedent by Hashem's melucha, by Hashem's kingdom, that he comes when it's quiet and not when there's a lot of noise. The Siv, we find concerning Eliyahu HaNavi, Seva Marata Bahar Lefnei Hashem, go out and stand in the mountain in front of Hashem, Vihine Hashem Oiver, Hashem was passing by, Veruach Gedoyla V'chazik, there was a great wind and a strong wind, which was Mefare Korim, it was smashing the mountains, Umeshaber Slom, it was breaking the rocks, Lefnei Hashem. But Loi Beruach Hashem, Eliyahu prophesied that Hashem was not in this mighty wind, V'achor Ruach Rash, after the wind there was an earthquake, Loi Berash Hashem, Hashem was not in the earthquake, V'achor Rash Eish, and after the earthquake there was a fire, Loi Be'esh Hashem, Hashem was not found in the fire either, V'achor Eish, Kol Duma Medaka, but after the fire there was a still thin sound, and that's where Hashem was. So I learned from the kingdom of Hashem, comparable to the kingdom here on earth, that the king comes not when there's a lot of noise, but the opposite, when it's quiet. Ki Asa Malka, when as the king passed by, Pasuk Rav Shesh come avarchle. So Rav Shesh opened up his mouth and he blessed the king. Amrle Ahut Saduki Lamandul Chazisle come avarches. You are blessing someone who you can't see. He was mocking Rav Sheshes. Umay havi Allah da'ut Saduki. What was the end of this Saduki? What punishment came to him for mocking Rav Sheshes? Ikari Amri, some say, Chavuroi, his friends, Kichalinu la'ene, they colored his eyes, which means they gouged his eyes out. He lost his eyesight, making fun of the fact that Rav Sheshes had no eyesight. The Ikadamri, and some say that Rav Sheshes himself, Nasan Einav, boy, he looked at him, even though he was blind, but he moved in his direction towards him, and the Nasa Galsho Atzomais. We know that the Chachamim, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Hizaru, a person should be careful from Talmid Chachamim, because if you start up with a Talmud Chacham in the days of Chazal, they had the power that they could concentrate on a person and take his life away if he mocked Talmid Chachamim. That's what happened to the Stuki. He became a pile of bones. Now the Gemara says a story about Rav Shila. Rav Shila Nagdela Hu Gavra. Rav Shila authorized that a certain person should receive Malkus, the Baal Mitzvahs, because he had relations with an Egyptian woman. Ozal Ochal Be Kurtzi Be Malka. He slandered Rav Shila in the palace of the king. Ochal Be Kurtzi means they ate a certain kind of food. It's a euphemism when people used to slander one another. The slanderers would gather together and they would eat a kind of meal together, and that's what it was known by as eating Be Kurtzi, and it refers that he was Motzi Shemra on Rav Shila. Omar, what did he say to the king? Ika Chad Gavr B'Yudoy, there's one Jew, the Kadayin Dina B'Loy Harmonit, that he is making laws, he's judging things without the permission of the king. B'Loy Harmonit de Malka, without permission of the king. Shadar Alei Peristka, so the king sent an ambassador and to investigate if these charges against Rav Shila were correct. He also, when he came, Amrulay, he said to Rav Shila, my time in Negadate Lahai, why did you give Malkus to this person? Amar Lahu, he answered Rav Shila, Debal Chamerta, he had relations with a donkey. Amrulay, so the ambassador of the king said to Rav Shila, Islach Sadi, do you have any witnesses about that? Amar Lahu, yes, I do have. Also, Leo, so Leo Anavi came, Admulay came. He appeared as a human being, Va'asid, and he testified that he saw this man have relations with a donkey. Amrulay, so the ambassador said, Ihochi Bartolu, if this is true, based on the testimony of this person, who was Elio Navi, he deserves death. Omar Lahu, so Rav Shila said, Anan, we Jews, Miyomid de Galina Mi Ara, from the day that we went into exile, Leslana Rishusa, we have no permission, Lamikdal, to kill anyone. We only had permission when we had a Sanhedrin, which was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. But Atun, but you Gentiles, my de Beisuna Avidabe, whatever your laws are, whatever you want to do with them, go ahead. If you feel you should get killed, then take the law into your hands and do it. As the ambassador of the king was investigating the whole judgment against this man, Pasuk Rav Shila, so Rav Shila said a tefillah to Hashem, V'amar, L'cha Hashem Agdula V'Agvura. He recited that whole tefillah of L'cha Hashem Agdula V'Agvura. Amrulay, so the ambassador heard him davening, and he said to him, my comrade, what were you saying? Amrulu, he said to him, Hachi Kamina, this is what I was saying, Brich Rechmana, blessed is Hashem, the Yoiv Malchusa Ba'ara Ke'e Malchusa Rekia, that I was Zolcha to see a kingdom down here on earth, which is equal, which is a miniature of that which is going on in heaven. Why? Because the Yoiv L'cha Shultana, Hashem has given you dominion, V'rach Medina, and you have love of justice. You want to do the right thing, and I appreciate that. Amru, so the ambassador said, Chaviva Ole Yekor de Malchusa Kuli Hai. I see just the opposite. The man who slandered him said that he does things against the government. I see the opposite. He loves the government. He appreciates the government. If so, Yavile Kulfa, he gave him a rod. Amrulay, and he said to Rav Shila, Dun Dina, you judge whatever you feel should be done with this man, do it. Ki avinaket, as Rav Shila was walking out, Amrulay Ahu Gavra, the accused person, said to Rav Shila, Avid Rachmana Nisa, did Hashem make a miracle, a shakri hachi, in a lie? Elio came dressed as a man, and this man said that I had relations with a donkey, when in fact I had relations with an Egyptian woman, not with a donkey. So your God works with lies? Amar Lei, Rav Shila responded to this man, Russia, you evil person, Lav Chamri Ikru, are the Egyptians not called donkeys? The Siv, Asher Basa Chamar and Besarim, the flesh of donkeys is their flesh. So Rav Shila saw that he had made a mistake by saying that to this person. The person was going to run to the king, and he was going to tell the king, you know what Rav Shila said about you? He said you're a bunch of donkeys. Amar hai roidifu, if so, this person is chasing after me to kill me. Vatayra amra, and we learn from this the pasuk in the Chumash about the machteres, when a robber comes in to rob stealthily at night, that he actually is planning not only to rob, but if the owner finds him and the owner is going to protect his money, so the robber knows that he's going to have to kill the owner, so he's not just coming to rob, he's coming to kill. And the Torah says in Bor Laharcha, in that case, if someone comes to kill you, Hashkim Laharcha, you're allowed to get up and defend yourself and kill that person. So this person here is chasing me to kill me, I'm allowed to kill him. Machia Bekulfa, he took that rod that the ambassador had given him, and he had permission to kill. The government had given him permission, if necessary, the katle, and he killed this person. Omar, then Rav Shila said, Hoil this avidli nisa b'hai kra darshinalei. Since I had davened, I had prayed l'cha Hashem agdula v'agvura, and through that it came out that I was given permission to kill. So a miracle came out that the government wanted to kill me, and instead I was saved. And this person who slandered me was killed instead. So this pasuk caused the miracle to happen to me. I'm going to darshan, I'm going to explain each phrase of this pasuk. And now he enumerates each phrase. L'cha Hashem Akdula, to you is great, Mizum Aishibarashis, this refers to what Hashem created heaven and earth. V'cheinu Aymer, Oysa Gedola Sanecheker, we find the word Gedula, greatness, associated with Ein Cheker, with Hashem creating things that are beyond human comprehension. And then he continued, Vagvura, and strength, Zuyitis Mitzrayim. Shenemer, Vayar Yisrael, Tzayodak Doyla. And whenever a hand is used, it means that great, strong deeds were done. So since the Yad is associated with Tzayodak Mitzrayim, it says that this is Gvura of Hashem. Vatiferes, and the splendor of Hashem, Zucham Olavona, this is the sun and the moon, Shamdulay Yeshua, which stood in the days of Yeshua. Shenemer, Vayidam Hashemesh, and the sun stood still, Vayirech Amad, and the moon stopped. And this caused splendor to Yeshua, because the whole world was affected by it, and they knew that Yeshua did it. And this brought forth the Midah of Hashem of Tiferes. Vanetzach, and triumph. Zuma Palosh Rome, this is when Rome got destroyed. V'cheinu Aymer, and so it says, Vayez Nitzcham al Bigadi, and out of my, onto my clothing, there spurted out the lifeblood of the Romans, which means instead of them triumphing, being triumphant over their adversaries, Hashem was menatzeich them. V'ahoid, and the glory, Zumul Chemes Nachli Arnon. This is what we had before in this perek, the fight of Nachli Arnon. Shenemer, Al Kein Yomer B'Sefer Melchemes Hashem, as Void B'Sufa, there were these two Mitzrayim called Es and Vahev, and they saw the blood coming out of the mountains when the two mountains squeezed together to kill the enemies that were inside. So this, the Bnei Yisrael then gave a shir, a song of appreciation. So that's the hoidah is equal to the word hoid. Kichol Bashmaim, it continues in that tefillah, everything is in heaven and earth. Zumachem of Sisera, this is the Mocham of Sisera. Shenemer min Shamayim, from the heaven, Nilchama Kachavim Silaisam, the stars fought against Sisera from their course. The Chazal say that the stars shone very brightly on the shields of the soldiers. They got very hot. They went into the river to cool off. The river swept them away. So we see Hashem used the stars stars in heaven, so that's what it refers to, kichol b'shamayim v'aretz. Then it continues, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlocha, to you, you get malchus, kingdom, zu milchemes Amalek. This is the fight of Amalek. The chenu oimer, ki yad al keis ka, the hand of Amalek is against the chair of Hashem, and the chair represents malchus, so when we defeat Amalek, that reestablishes Hashem's malchus in the world. V'amisnasei, and Hashem being sovereign, Zumal Chemes Goygu Magoy, the Chenu Oimer, Hinani Alech Goyg Nasi Roish, you're the head Goyg of Meshech Vesuval, and when Hashem defeats you, he reestablishes his sovereignty over the world. Then the pasuk continues, L'chol L'Roish, you Hashem are above every leader, Amrav Chanan Barab, Amrav Yachin, Afila, Reish Gagisam in Shemayim Adalei, even the supervisor of irrigation. In other words, every position in a communal in a community is already predestined by Hashem who that leader will be. The Masnisa Tana, a Tana learned in a Braisa, Mishmeda Rav Akiva, the name of Rav Akiva, L'cha Hashem Agdula refers to Zu Kriyas Yamsov, Vagvur refers to Zu Makas Bechairis, Vatiferes refers to Zu Matan Torah, Vahanetzach refers to Zu Yerushalayim, Vahoy Zu Beis HaMikdash. And we continue on Nun Chesam Beis Tana Rabban, Haroya Bati Yisrael B'Yishuvan, someone who sees the Bati Yisrael, the houses, Jewish houses, as they are established, Omer, he says, Baruch Meitzit Gvul Amana. Blessed Hashem who established the borders for the Amana. Rashi says that this refers to the houses in Bayi Sheni. Otherwise, the Jews would not be called, compared to widows. So when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Hashem reestablished the Beis HaMikdash and houses of Yerushalayim in the second Beis HaMikdash, that's when we say the bracha of Meitzit Gvul Amana, Bichurban. And if he sees the houses destroyed, Omer, Baruch Dayanamis, blessed is the truthful judge. But the Avi Chum Bishu, when a person sees the Gentile houses when they're established, Omer, he says, Beis Game, the houses of the Hadi, Yisach Hashem, Hashem will uproot. Bechobana, when they're destroyed, Omer, Kael Nekomis Hashem, blessed is Hashem who is zealous, Kael Nekomis Rafiyah, his zealousness has appeared. Ulav Rav Chizav Akazibur, if they were going on the way, Kimata Apischa the Bay Rav Chanabar Chaniloi, when they came to the door of the house of Rav Chana Bar Chinoi, which was destroyed, Nogid Rav Chizda Ve'isnach, so Rav Chizda had a long sigh. Amar Le Ula said to him, Amai Komis Nachas, why are you sighing? V'amar Rav said, Anokha Shaver Schatzi Gufa Shalotim, sighing breaks half a person's body, Shinemar, V'ato Ben Adam, you son of man, Ha'anach V'shiver Masnaim, sigh with breaking of your loins. So we see he's like broken in half. Rav Yochanan and Amar, even more than half, Av Kol Gufi Shalotim, even the whole body, Shenemar, V'hoi Kiyomer Lecha Amat Nenach, why are you sighing? V'amar, then you will say, Al Shmua Kibo, V'nimas Kolev, the whole heart will melt, and there's everything will be destroyed. So why are you sighing? It's not a good thing to sigh. Amalei, he responded, Heichi Lo Yesnech, how can I not sigh after what I just saw? Besa, this house of Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, there were 60 bakers in the daytime. And there were 60 bakers in the nighttime. So even though the number 60 is used in exaggeration, it doesn't mean precisely 60. But it means to say there were many, many bakers in the day and in the night shift. The Afyan, and they baked the Chol Man Detzorach, whoever needed bread. The Loishakol Yadav and Kiseh, Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi never took his hands away from his purse. He had his hand right by his purse. The Sover he held, Dilma Asiyani Bar Toiv, maybe had a poor man, the son of rich parents, and he came out that he was in a bad situation, and he was begging for money. But like he said, if I would have to go and get my purse, Kamichsav, he would be ashamed, and he would run away, and he needs the money, and he wouldn't take it. So he never took his hand away from his purse. Vesu, have a psichle above bavi. He had four gates, which were open, l'abba rafchasa, to the four corners of his house. Like Avraham Avinu had, in each direction, there was a gate open to the four directions, the alma of the world. Behold, the have the aisle coffin, whoever came in hungry, starving, nafik kisavi, he went out satiated. He had such a good meal. Vavishadu lechiti v'sarab b'shnei b'tzuris, when there was hunger years, he would throw out of his house wheat and barley, a broy, outside, the cholman d'chsif v'milsel, a mishkel b'yamam, whoever was embarrassed to take it in the daytime, osi v'shok b'lel, you would take it at night. And hashd enough v'betola, and now I see it as a heap of rubble, v'loy esnach, should I not sigh? When I see such a tragedy, Amalei, he responded to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Miyayim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nigzur Egzer Abatem Shal Tzadikim Sheyichrevu. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem made a law that the houses of Tzadikim are destroyed as well. Shenemar, Ba'ozne Hashem Tzvakais, in the ears of Hashem, in Loi Batim Rabin Lashama, there will be many houses which will be destroyed. You, Gedolim V'Toivim and Yoshev, the big ones and the nice ones, will be desolate. That no one will be living there. This refers to the houses of the great tzaddikim. They'll be destroyed. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. So he was trying to make him feel better. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Latzil Yeshuv." And eventually they'll be come back. They'll be built. Shenem Ashir Amas LaDavid Abaytchem Hashem Kahar Tzion. They trust in Hashem like Har Tzion. What's the comparison to Har Tzion? Ma Har Tzion. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Latzil Yeshuvay. Af Batem Shel Tzaddikim. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Latzil Yeshuvin. Just like the base of Mikdash will be once again rebuilt, and the heart scene will be rebuilt, so too the house of the tzaddik will be rebuilt. Chazi saw deloy miyashiv datei, that this, what he had told him in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, did not appease him. Amarlei, he said a final thing, da'yer le'evet she'yekar rabbi. If Hashem's Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so it's enough that the slave, the servant, should live like his master. The master's house is destroyed, so the servant's house is destroyed as well. You're living the same way as your master Hashem. Tana Rabbanan. Haraya Kivri Yisrael, if somebody sees the graves of Jews, Omer, he says, Baruch Asher, Yatzer Eschem B'din, this we is still a tefillah that we say when we a person comes to a basic force, if he hasn't been there in 30 days, blessed Hashem who created you with din, with justice, V'zon Eschem B'din, he gave you Parnassa in justice, V'chilkel Eschem B'din, he took care of all your needs in justice, V'asav Eschem B'din, and then he gathered you in when it came your time to leave this world, V'asav Lakim Chabadin, and eventually he will have Tchiyas HaMeh, and bring you up in justice as well. Mar Bered Ravina Misayim Bob Mishmed Rav Nachman, he would conclude in the name of Rav Nachman these words, V'yodeya Mispar Kulchem, he knows all your counts, how many you are, U'asir L'chiyoyshon L'chaim Eschem, and he will one day make you alive again and sustain you. Baruch M'chaim Eisim, blessed Hashem, who makes the dead living. Kivrei Avichavim, Oymer, what does he say when he sees the graves of Goyim? Busha Imchem, shame to your mother. If somebody sees his friend after 30 days, he says, if he sees his friend after 12 months, he forgot about him already for 12 months, he hasn't seen him. It's like reliving of the dead. Amr Rav, Ein Ameis Vishtak Ben Alev, El Lachash Neim Asr Chodesh. A mace does not get forgotten from the heart until after 12 months. That's why by Yosef, Rashi brings us down to Chumash, that he was really alive. So this gzeira, that a mace is not forgotten, means, of course, everyone knows that he lost a relative, he'll never forget that, but it means it's not paramount at the top of one's thinking. However, after 12 months, it recedes. The person doesn't have it at the top of his thinking, but if the person is really alive, like Yosef was, then the person will still think about him, as Yaakov thought about Yosef since he was really alive for 22 years. How do we know that a mace is not at the top of one's memory after 12 months? Shenemar, Nishkachati, I forgot, kemeis, like a mace, milay, from the heart, hayisi, I was, kechli oived, it compares it to a lost item, a lost article, a lost vessel, which the din is, you don't have to return it if 12 months have gone by, because we say that the owner for sure has given up hope on it, and so too the mace is forgotten after 12 months. Rav Papa, Rav Funa, Bered, Rav Shua, V'Kazli, B'Urcha, they were going on the way. Pogah Beber, Rav Chanina, Bered, Rav Vika, they met Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Vika. Armulei, they said to him, B'Hadid Chazina, when we see you, the Rechnen, Allah, Charti. We say two brachas when we see you. Baruch Asher Chalak Mechachmas L'Reyav. Blessed Hashem who has given his wisdom to those who fear him, and you're a Chacham, and that's why we're blessing you. And second, Shechiyanu. We haven't seen you in a long time. We're going to say a Shechiyanu. Amar Lahu. He responded, Anon Nami, I also, Kivin the Chazin Sinchu, since I see you, Chash v'sinchu, Aloy, I consider you, Kishitin, Ribbon, Basis, Roll, like 600,000 Jews, so you're an Uchlisin, like we learned on Amid Aleph, Uberchina Aleichu, and I bless a third blessing, Tlossa, Hanachtarti, those two that you said, and a third one, Uborachachim Arazim, bless their Shem, who is wise, he knows the secrets of all 600,000 people. So they took this as like a mockery. And as you're blessing me with two, I'll up you one. I'll bless you with three. I consider you like 600,000. Amrulei, Hakim is Kalihai, like you're a wise guy, you're so smart. Yavibeinah, they looked at him, Vishachav, and he died. They felt that he's really mocking them, and that's why he was not careful. He got too close to the coals. His Arubikhaltin Shaltamidi Chamim, it says in Pirkei Avos, because they can burn. And he wasn't careful here with the honor of these two Talmidei Chachamim, so he had to die as a kapara and leave this world. Amar Rav Yeshua Levi, Haroi Es Avah Konim. If somebody sees spotted people, Omer, he says Baruch Mashana Brias. These are strange creations. Nesvei, we learned differently. We learned that you make a different bracha on these spotted people. We learned the following: Roas Akushi, he saw someone who's very black. Or Vesagich, or someone who's very red. Vesalafkan, somebody who's very white. Vesakapach, or he saw, Kipeach, he saw a person who's very obese. Vesananis, a dwarf. Vesadarnikos, or a person who has warts. Oimer, he says, Baruch Mishanes Abrias. Esakiteya, if he saw someone whose hands are amputated, Vesasuma, the blind person. Vespisuya Rosh, a person who has matted hair. Vesachiger, a person whose leg was amputated. Vesamukhashin, a person who has boils on him. Vesabakonim, or the people are spotted. This is what we had before. It says you're supposed to make a Mishana Brias, but yet here the Brisa says you make Oimer Boruch Dayana Emes, so that's a stira. The Gemara answers like Kasha, it's not a contradiction. If he was born with these spots on him, so then you make Mishana Brias. But if he was born normally and he got these spots after he was born, then you make Boruch Dayana Emes, then it's like a punishment came to him. Deka Nami, I'll bring you a proof. Diktani Dumya, it's brought in the same brisa, and it compares the Dikata for the one who got his hands amputated. That didn't happen when he was born, that happened later. And what bracha did he make on that? Baruch Dayanamis. So the same thing, if someone was born regular and then he got spotted, you make the bracha of Baruch Dayanamis. Shmami, no, we have a proof that that's the correct bracha. But if he was born that way, you make Mishana Brias. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Haroi Achil, if somebody sees an elephant or kuf or a monkey, the kuf of a vulture, Oimer, Baruch Mishana Sabrias, these are strange animals. A vulture, Rashi says, is a bird who has jaws that look like a human being. He has cheeks like a human being. So it's a Mishana Brias is the bracha you make on it. Raw Brias Tavis, Milanus Tavis. If you saw beautiful creations of Hashem or beautiful trees, Oimer Baruch Kacholai Bailamai, bless Hashem who has such things in his world. The Meforshim explain why today we don't make the bracha on beautiful creations, but the only remnant of this bracha is when someone sees beautiful trees, the budding blossom trees, which you're supposed to make in this month of Nisan or next month of Iyar. Al-Azikin, the Mishnah said that on Zikin, a person is supposed to make Shekoichag V'rosoi Moli Oilam. My Zikin, what are Zikin? Amar Shmuel, Kuchva D'Shavit. What is Kuchva D'Shavit? So there is a difference of opinion, but it's either a meteor or a comet. The Amar Shmuel said, Nehirun Lishvili D'Shmaya, the roads in heaven are so clear to me, Kishvili Nardo. I know my way around the stars and the galaxies and the constellations like I know the roads of Nardo. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal once said that from here you see that a person should know the roads of the community that he lives in. He should be able to know how to go from one place to another. Labar, the only thing I don't know is Mekukva Deshavit. Apparently he didn't know where the meteor or comets were. That he was not familiar with. Deloy Yadana, my knee, I don't even know what they are. Gemiri, Deloy Ovar Kisla, we have a rule that the Zika never go through the constellation of Kisil, the Aver Kisil, if they would go through the constellation of Kisil, Chorv Alma, the whole world would be destroyed. The Gemara asks, what Chazina de Avar? We see that it does go through the Kisil. Zivua, the Gemara answers, who de Avar? It's just the glow that goes through. Mischazi kid Avar you. It looks like that. It looks like that itself goes through. We will continue Mircham tomorrow.